We've been looking at the profiles of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, and yesterday we started at looking at the profile of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Let's today look, as promised, at the birth of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and first let's refer solely at the Qur'an, or look at the Qur'an in Surah number 19, which is Surah Maryam, one of the most beautiful surahs of the Qur'an. From Ayah 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wadhkur fil kitabi Maryam, and mention Maryam in the book. Idhin tabadhat min ahliha makanan sharqiyan, fattakhadhat min dunihim hijaba, fa'arsalna alayha ruhaha ruhana, fatamathala laha basharan sawiyya. When she drew aside from her family to an eastern place, so she took a veil to screen herself from them. Then we sent to her our spirit, and there appeared to her a man, a well-formed man. قالت, she said, إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek refuge from you with the beneficent Rabb if you are one of those who are God-conscious. قال, he said, إنما أنا رسول ربك. I am only a messenger of your Rabb. لأحب لك غلاما زقيا. And I will give to you good news of a righteous son. قالت, she said, أن يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أكن بغيا. She said, when shall I have a son, when no man has yet touched me, nor have I been unchaste. قال, he said, كذلك, even so. قال ربك هو علي حين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا. Even so, your Rabb says, it is easy for me, and that we may make him a sign to human beings, and a mercy from us, and it is a matter which has been decreed. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَضَتْ بِهِ مَقَانًا قَسِيًّا. So she conceived him, and withdrew herself to a remote place. فَأَجَاعَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ مخاذ إلى جزء النخلة قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا. And when the pain of childbirth compelled her to hold herself to the trunk of a palm tree, she said, Oh, would that I had died before this and had been a thing quite forgotten. فنادها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا. Then the child called out to her from beneath her, Do not grieve. Surely your Rabb has made a stream to flow beneath you. وَخُذِّي عَلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطُبًا جَنِيًّا. And shake towards you the trunk of the palm tree. It will drop on you fresh ripe dates. فَقُلِي وَاشْرَبِي. So eat and drink. وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا. And refresh the eyes. فَإِمَّا تَرَيِّنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِرَحْمَانِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. And if you see any human being, say, I have vowed a fast to the beneficent God that I shall not speak to any human being today. فَعَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. And she came to her people with him, carrying him with her. قالوا, they said, يا مريم ومريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. Surely you have done a strange thing. يا أخت هارون, O sister of Harun, ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كان أمك بغية. Your father was not a bad man, neither your mom, she wasn't unchaste either. فأشارت إلي, but she pointed to him. قالوا, they said, كيف نكلم من كان في المحض صبيا. How should we speak to one who is a child in the cradle. قال, the child said, إني عبد الله. Indeed, I am an abd of Allah. آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. He has given me the book and made me a messenger, a prophet. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. And he has made me blessed wherever I may be. وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. And he has enjoined on me salah and zakah as long as I live. وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. And to be dutiful to my mom. And he has not made me insolent or unblessed. والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. And peace on me on the day I die, and the day I was born, and on the day I will be raised again to life. ذلك عيسى بن مريم. Such is Isa, son of Maryam. قول الحق. This is The truth, the saying of truth, الذي فيه ينظرون, about which they dispute. ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه. It does not betake Allah, beseem Allah, that his shaykh should take to himself a son. Glory be to him. إذا قضى أمرا فإن إنما يقول له كن فيكون. When he has decreed a matter, he only says be and it is. The story is so beautifully put in Surah Maryam. Let's see some of the things we find in a hadith that elucidate what the Quran says. It is said that the first person who was amazed, who did not find it palatable to see Sayyidah Maryam pregnant, was her cousin who was in charge of her, Joseph. And one day he says to her, I have noticed something about you to which I have found myself reacting. I've tried to keep it to myself, but I've decided that discussing it with you may set my mind at ease. And she said, go ahead. And he said, tell me, Maryam, have you ever seen trees grow without seeds? And she said, yes. And he said, again, can trees grow without rain? And she said, yes. And then he said, can there be children without parents? And she said, yes. Don't you know that Allah caused all the trees to grow when he created them without first sowing their seeds, because seeds come from trees? Do you not know that Allah caused trees to grow without rain through his might? He caused the rain to sustain the trees after having creating each species separately. And then she tells him that Allah is capable of doing anything. All he has to do is to say be and it is. And he said, Joseph, don't you know that he created Adam and his wife Hawa without parents? It was this statement that convinced Joseph that what had happened to her must have been something which Allah has decreed, and that it was not fitting for him to ask her about it due to the secrecy she maintained in its regard. From then on, he took over the maintenance chores that needed to be performed at the temple and did not allow her to do anything else. She was to say that whenever I sought seclusion, Prophet Isa a.s. would speak to me and I would speak to him. If a human distracted me from that, he would praise the Almighty while being in my womb and I would hear his praising. When the pain of childbirth intensified, she sought to support herself with the trunk of a tree. It is said it was a dry palm tree with neither leaves nor a live trunk, a dead stump. And the angels did not like the sight of that palm tree. It was in a village called Baitul Ham, meaning the house of bread, very often known as Bethlehem. The palm tree becomes a green palm tree, and she's told, as we read, to shake it, and it would drop fresh dates onto her. Allah caused a river to flow to her, and its water was sweet and cool. It is said that there is nothing better for a woman in a postnatal period to eat than fresh dates. Now we saw in the Quran that how when she returned to Bayt al-Muqaddis, they were so surprised and began to accuse her, saying that she had acted in a shameful manner. But we see that when Prophet Isa a.s. speaks, it silenced them. Now the fame of the baby grew, and many came from all over the country to see him. When their emperor Herodotus learned about the birth of Prophet Isa a.s., he was immediately concerned about the threat to his power, and he plotted to kill Prophet Isa a.s. Sayyidah Maryam a.s. learnt of the danger to her son, and she left with him and Joseph to go to Egypt to live in an abode near the river Nile. It was one night, 11 years later, that Joseph in a dream sees that he should take Prophet Isa a.s. and his mom back to the Holy Land. And they set out, and they reached the bank of the river Jordan, where Prophet Yahya was. And it is here that we're told that Prophet Isa a.s. is baptized, or in other words, given the color. Sibgha is known as baptism, giving the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Prophet Yahya. And they resided in what is known as Nazareth. And it is for this reason that the followers of Prophet Isa a.s. are known as Nasrani. At the age of 30, he returns to Bayt al-Muqaddis. The Injil is revealed to him, and he is granted the miracle of curing the sick and raising the dead to life. From amongst the few who believed, Prophet Isa a.s. selected 12 as his disciples, or known as Hawariyun. And these human beings, these men, learned directly from Prophet Isa a.s. and he gave them the authority to preach to the people according to the laws that were laid down in the Injil. And they actually traveled from place to place in towns and villages, inviting people to believe in Tawheed, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching them the divine commandments which were contained in the Injil. Now, the activities of Prophet Isa a.s. caused a great deal of commotion amongst the Jews, who felt that their own religion was being threatened. They were angry that his laws were different from what they had perceived of the laws in the Torah, and that he did not consider Saturday, the Sabbath, as a holy day. They accused him of causing disruption in their community, saying that this was magic. They refused to recognize him as a messenger of Allah, just like Prophet Musa a.s. And they finally decided to kill him, and they set about trying to find him. Well, they did eventually manage to apprehend one of his disciples called Yahuda, in English known as Judas, who betrayed Prophet Isa a.s. for 30 pieces of silver. Now, they had decided to arrest Prophet Isa a.s. and to crucify him by nailing his hands and feet onto a wooden cross, which was what was the done thing at that time. Prophet Isa a.s., on knowing that this is what they had planned to do to him, took shelter in a vacant house. Yahuda knew this, and he leads the Jews to the house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises Prophet Isa a.s. to himself into the heavens, and when Yahuda enters the house, finding it empty, when he comes out, the Jews perceived him to be looking like Prophet Isa a.s. We are told Allah causes him to resemble Prophet Isa. They seized him, they dragged him away, and despite his protests, he was crucified. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this because the Jews, even the Christians, say that Prophet Isa a.s. was killed on the cross. Let's see what the Quran says. Look at Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah 157 and 158. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله. And they're saying, surely we have killed the Messiah, Isa son of Maryam, the messenger of Allah. وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم. They did not kill him, nor did they crucify him, but it appeared to them so like Isa. إن وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَقٍ مِّنُهُ. And more surely those who differ therein are only in a doubt about it. مَا لَحُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. They have no knowledge respecting it, but only to follow conjecture. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. And they did not kill him for sure. بَلْ رَفَعَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah took him up to himself. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is mighty, and Allah is wise. Well, we are told that Prophet Isa a.s. is still alive. He will descend from the heavens when the appearance of the Imam of the age, Imam al-Asr, when he will reappear. The Christian era, the AD, dates from the birth of Prophet Isa a.s., and he was 33 years old when he was raised to the heavens. Inshallah, tomorrow we will look at some other aspects of the life of Prophet Isa alayhi salam.